Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Ariana. She is author of Light Atonement. Few have the gift to see into other dimensions. Fewer still are able to bring back the wisdom they find there. Even more rare are those like Ariana, special enough to travel to other realities, bring back knowledge, and then lead others on journeys of their own. Light Atonement by Ariana, a Star Child, is a memoir of a woman with an amazing gift who finds that her purpose in life is to share it with others. Written so beautifully, it's impossible to read and not be uplifted. And I have to agree with that. Ariana was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan. She moved to the United States at the age of 18 and attended the University of Southern California. It was there that she met her ex-husband, with whom she built a multi-million dollar furniture business from scratch. After a series of revelations through meditation and with the help of psychics and healers, Ariana connected with her life's purpose. She quit her position as the president of the furniture company and, with the help of her cosmic family, has become a healer and consultant. You can find out more about Ariana by visiting her website, which is www.astarchild.com, and I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Ariana to the show. Good day, Ariana. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Robert. Thank you very much for having me.
It is my pleasure, and I enjoyed reading your book. I'll just tell you right up now, it was very interesting from, you know, getting the perspective of, you know, someone who's grown up in Japan, you know, and in the beginning aspect of the book, as well as the unfolding of your journey. And so, anyway, I really enjoyed it, and I think those listeners who get it will as well. So, Let's start with, you know, Light Atonement, you know, because, I mean, that's the name of the book, and I'm not sure people know what that is. I do after reading the book, but if you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners exactly what is that?
Sure. So the name Light Atonement was given to me by my star family. My star family comes from seventh dimensions. And where they come from, everything is done by light and light frequencies. So Light Atonement means fixing the problem on this planet, which is planet Earth, and reversing the things we have done through light energy. So light energy means for us, it's through our intentions, through our wishes, through our actions. That's how we make a difference.
Light, you know, it's really interesting because I think we're really finding out so much more. There's so much more to light than I think we really give our attention to. And I think even science now is showing that there's just so much more that is contained within it that, I think that's one of those areas that I think is going to be revealed or kind of maybe rediscovered in a way, you know, in the upcoming years.
I agree.
Yeah. Now, let's start with you grew up in Japan, like I mentioned, in Tokyo, and as you were growing up, did you have any idea that that you were going to become a channeler or a healer, or what was your belief system growing up in regards to channeling and healing?
Well, let's see. So, growing up in Japan, Japanese people are not very religious in a way that we don't follow you know, like certain religion. I mean, of course, some people follow Buddhism, some Christianity, but majority of people don't really do actual, you know, following the religion or actual, you know, like daily to do certain things. But Japanese people are deeply connected with their nature and just, you know, cycle of life. So they're very spiritual in many ways. So for me, I have never doubted channeler or healer. I believe that people would have gifts to be able to do and share, you know, with their special gift. But at the same time, I have never imagined I would be doing what I'm doing. Growing up in Japan, I wanted to become a businesswoman and, you know, travel around the world. That was my dream, which I did that, yeah. Actually. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And you know, I guess really many of us grow up and you know, rarely, you know, kind of follow what we thought we would do, you know, mm-hmm. as a child when we grow old. Now, even though in the Japanese culture that may not have had that much a strong religious, there's also a very strong connections with ancestors. So
yes.
that particular aspect, though, I would think would kind of fall into the realm of, you know, spirituality in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with you. So for me, like speaking to or saying hi to my ancestors who passed away was a natural thing. I didn't even doubt it. That was what I did in my entire life. So, you know, something that it's more than just what you see. There is more connection than, you know, what you actually have on this earth. There is deeper than that. I knew the mystery of life that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the one thing that I, like I say, I enjoyed reading when I was reading your book about your kind of like your upbringing. And now when you were growing up, you really felt that you wanted to come to the United States, correct?
Yes. Well, I think I was very different. I mean, Japan was a wonderful place to grow up, but at the same time, very very closed place. You know, it was very the female, you know, were expected to get married, have children, and supposed to serve the male. And, you know, it has changed since I grew up. I'm talking about 40 years ago. So, but I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to, you know, just make contribution to the world. And for me, coming to America felt like that's the opportunity. Coming from Japan, America looked like the country was, you know, just no limitation.
You know? Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I left as soon as I could.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, to me, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you were a free spirit, you know, even mm-hmm. even back then, you know, as to, you know, kind of following your own intuition, you know, as it was. Yeah. Now, when you in your book, you describe, you know, finding a spiritual being who was your soulmate. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I have met many soulmates on, you know, in this life already, and, you know, some of my ex-husband and others were soulmate. The actual partner I believe I'm going to, you know, be doing this work with still hasn't showed up as a physical body on this earth yet. I have spoken to him through, you know, in the spiritual side, and I know he's coming. So, you know, but at the same time, I'm not a type of a woman to just wait until somebody shows up in my life to start next step. So while I go through this step, writing this book, helping people, you know, making a difference, I know he will show up. So.
Okay. Well, you know, let's, if you wouldn't mind, let's talk a little bit about soulmate, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you said that you've kind of had, you know, a couple you know, what, how would, because some people I think, you know, that a soulmate is like the one, you know, like you talked about that human partner that will be coming in as being a one soulmate. But you're saying that there really are more. So can you talk a little bit about your perspective on that?
Sure. This is my understanding of after speaking with many different healers and psychics in my star family, that before we come to Earth, we have this soul family where whenever we come, we have, it depends on, I don't know how many people have how many soul family on the same, you know, at the same time on the earth. But before we come here, we have a contract with certain souls and said, I am going to do this part for your life, so you're going to have this lesson. So, you know, your soulmate could be somebody who is a teacher who make a huge difference in your life, or who could be your mother, who could be your best friend. So, you know, some people may have 5 soulmates, some people may have 20 soulmates in a lifetime here on this earth. So when you meet the soulmate, and you are very lucky to have a soulmate as your partner, you know, that is the truth, because there aren't so many people, but those soulmates that you've known many, many lifetimes.
Yeah, well, I know that. I have mine, and we've been together 25 years plus, so, you know.
You're very lucky, then.
I feel very fortunate with that. But you know, it sounds like the idea is that these soul family connections are kind of like maybe set up in a way to be able to come into our life here, to be able to assist in with like maybe a critical moment in our journey.
Mm-hmm. I believe so, because everyone comes here for different reasons and different lessons. So, you know, sometimes your lessons might be facing, you know, very much difficult lifetime, or some people's, you know, lesson could be very easily learned from love and, you know, happiness. So, you know, we cannot judge what we are learning or how we are learning, because our soul is here for certain reasons. So, you know, so soulmate and soul family helps us achieve the lesson that we came here to learn.
Yeah, okay. Now, you mentioned star family. Now, that one is, let's first talk about, you know, you said that, you know, you have a star family. So let's, if you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners, how did it come about that you were, you know, actually, if you wouldn't mind sharing your journey as to, you know, like how you went from, you know, like from Japan and not really even realizing that you were going to be a channeling healer, to how it kind of unfolded that you learned that. Thank you.
Sure. So I left Japan when I was 18. I came to the United States, and you know, I started my business when I was 21. And I was a very successful business owner, but something was still missing. So I had my children, and I did different things, and something was still empty. And then I went on my spiritual journey and realized that there is deeper to the life and meaning of life than just the material success or family or work, for that matter. I mean, those things give you so much, you know, fulfillment, but you have to have your spiritual side. You know, my curiosity for my spiritual journey just took it over. And so when I was about 32, I started on my spiritual journey that went through first with connecting with my emotions. I did, you know, many, many spiritual growth and personal growth, and went to a meditation retreat, connected with my soul. And all that has kind of led to different healers and psychics. And I knew somehow around when I was 40, I am going to channel somebody or something. But I never imagined it wouldn't be anything other than English or Japanese that I spoke. So I went to Mount Shasta about 3 years ago. And I was meditating deeply, and I went through some channel and went into a spaceship when I was meditating. And I was in this spaceship where this alien basically showed up and said, I'm your family. And even though I was very much, you know, interested in spirituality and pursuing it, I'm, at the same time, I'm very well-educated businesswoman who has a very logical mind. So when I first met them, I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this? You know, I truly didn't know how it's going to come out, you know, come about after that. So that was my first encounter with my staff family. And since then, about 2 years went on, and I really worked on my energy and my frequency and, you know, by just working with healers and myself. And they started, one day, they came in and started to speak through me with this light language. So that is my connection with my star family. And at that point, they have told me that they are my family from Star Nations, from the other side, and I am going to channel them because they are here to help the humanity and Earth, and I'm going to work with them.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm like you, you know, with if something like that were to happen, I would be taken aback, you know, at first, you know, to like, oh my goodness, you know, and so now with, you know, with this encounter, they, you know, they said they kind of started communicating with you, and then you also just mentioned a light language. So exactly, you know, what is like a light language, and was the communication more just like, what was the communication like? It wasn't obviously, it wasn't, you know, like we're talking, right? It was more of a telepathic kind of thing, or?
Well, actually, when I first, I call it light language because language, well, if you're clairvoyant, you see that when I speak, my language carries a light and frequencies, and it's penetrating into people's body. It's not like it is heard just by the ear. So, you know, it's a vibrational language. And when I first start speaking them, nobody could understand it. Even me, I didn't understand it. So I have this mentor, Kyle Matthews, he's mentioned in my book, Light Atonement. With him and I, we work together, and he is able to translate them. So I'm a transmitter. So I transmit their language, and he translates. That's how I started to understand what they're talking about. So in my language, if anyone is interested, you know, they can just come up and show, you know, speak anytime I want. But if anybody is interested, they can go to my website or YouTube, you know, videos that you can listen to. It is a very, very different than anything you ever heard in your life. So
wow, you know, see, to me that would be, so are you, is this like a, are you in a, is it like a trance channel, or are you kind of or is it, are you like conscious of it as you're speaking? Exactly how
I am conscious of it when I'm speaking. Okay. And at the beginning, of course, it's not like I have a free will. They would just come out and speak. But as I practice again and again, now I can just bring them out whenever I want. So, you know, that's how it started.
Wow. You know, that's, I just find that, you know, fascinating, you know, that people can make that connection. So does, from what your star family has said, does everyone have, I mean, do we all have that, a star family? Are we all kind of have that kind of connection?
Actually, what they told me was very few people on this earth has star lineage. Thus, you know, most people don't have star family. So, but even the ones that we do have star family, you know, we are humans, and, you know, our mission is to do the work on this earth. But we may have a little bit more knowledge or connection or information that, you know, that might help the earth. So that is the only difference if we have a star family. And if we do have a star family, we're going to get contacted sooner or later, so one should know.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my eyes open. I don't know.
Sure, you don't know when
my ears
show up,
open.
Right.
Well, you know, I, you know, when it comes, I mean, obviously, there's, you know, obviously, most people believe that, you know, we are kind of born of the stars, many of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that we have that connection, and, you know, and to me, it's fascinating that, you know, we have. I've you know, really been aware of and conscious of this, you know, connections with spirit, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of thing. And you know, it's just been, I mean, I've had, gosh, I had a physicist on, Russell Targ, who wrote The Reality of ESP. And, you know, he was very much a scientist. So, I mean, you know, he was that logical approach, you know, type of thing to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to ESP. And, you know, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, well, to make a little bit of correction to what I said, my star family considers human a member of Federation of Light, which they are the member of. So if you look at the other way, we are all star families, meaning, you know, in that way. So, but that doesn't mean most humans do have connection with other star beings, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, and I think that's like, it's kind of like there are not, some people are more receptive to being able
mm-hmm.
to make that connection. Correct. I mean,
sure,
that's
sure
what it sounds
of it.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 You know, and I think that's like you know, most humans. You know, some people are more open and skilled. Or kind of able to, you know, the capability of tuning in, you know, to
mm-hmm.
the various dimensions, you know, is
definitely,
you know,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, so with the star family, you know, they
mm-hmm.
basically then tell you now that kind of they have a message for you to deliver about. What about our planet and kind of how to save it, maybe? Because
well,
we seem to be on a rough course
here. They give me many different informations. I usually check in with them every day. I speak with Kyle, and, you know, they translate. Usually, you know, unless I ask specific questions, they'll tell me about my life, what's going to happen today, and, you know, stuff like that. Or they'll tell me things like, you know, be careful, you're going to have a flat tire. And, of course, 4 days later, I'll have a flat tire. You know, stuff like that. I mean, I do also discuss about more serious nature matters, like, say, you know, California, you know, just a drought or other things because people are concerned. So I do, you know, I have a mission business. I work with people on business or personal, you know, growth, and, you know, if they have specific questions, they can bring the answers. This is purely to help them and help the, you know, just humanity and Earth in general. So my intention and their intention is bring down the information which is only helpful for us to move forward to the next step. So that's what I do.
Okay. Well, you know, obviously it's great to be able to get that practical information about
mm-hmm.
a flat tire or those kinds of things, because you know, one of the things that I often wonder is, you know, the you know, with channeling, you know, and contacting like the star family or, you know, or entities that are you know, just in a different plane, you know, in a way,
mm-hmm.
is the information quite often doesn't, I mean, it's like generic or it's global in a way. It's kind of like, you know, I guess the feeling is that I find is that, you know, translating the information given into practical application, you know,
mm-hmm.
so and it's kind of like you know, like the flat tire thing, that's great, you know, because I mean that gets you down, that's very practical, you know, that's a very practical
yes.
kind of thing.
Yeah, also
so does
Robert
that make sense?
I'm very
mm-hmm.
different from many other channelers, because many channelers would channel beings or you know, entities which are not connected to them. Maybe it could be because somebody who wants to come down and help us, you know. But for me, I channel my star family because I volunteered to come to this earth. So this was my mission to do. So I didn't happen to connect to them that I'm supposed to channel them. So there is a difference between I'm channeling just anyone or anything which comes down to me. But this was my mission to come down to the earth on this lifetime to do this. So when I got this message, I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this was scary because, you know, some people ridicule me and don't believe me. And I totally understand that. I mean, I'm a very logical person. Somebody, if you were me, I would probably say, oh, she must be just making it up. But the truth is, if it were on my, you know, it's my shoes and I'm doing it, and you know what? There is nothing else I couldn't, I just had to do what I came here for. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that, you know, yeah, and there are, you know, I mean, there will always, no matter what you do, there's always going to be skeptics and,
correct.
You know, and, you know, criticizers. I mean, no matter what you do, I've recognized that early on, and it's, you know, you just kind of have to focus on what you feel is, you know, is right in your heart and do that. And, you know, I certainly appreciate that. Now, you know, you indicated that you feel that, you know, this was kind of like your purpose. So, given the you need that you recognize that this is kind of what you were meant to do, how would you describe your like your upbringing and your, you know, the relationships and all of the, you know, the business and all those kinds of things? How would you kind of fit that into the picture of you know, kind of like the background, I guess, needed, you know, to launch.
Yeah, I understand your question. I think everything I have done so far, I was supposed to do everything to get to where I'm here today. So I think coming out of Japan, raised that way, I think I learned so much about family and, you know, just respect and just very different values that, you know, I believe is very important in the whole world. And which may be a little bit missing in Western world. But I come from that, you know, that background to U.S. where everything is possible. And I have created something just out of a dream that, you know, I own a very, you know, just a chain of furniture stores all over the country. And accomplishing that I knew that I could accomplish anything with hard work. And by having my children, that they taught me so much about patience and unconditional love, and, you know, I wouldn't have learned that without having them. And going through divorce and different relationship, I think sometimes hardships give you the best lesson that you learn and you grow as a person by going through, you know, something very difficult. So I believe everything I had gone through in my life shaped me who I am, and my heart is now open and be able to share from, like, just bottom of my heart, because I understand people's pain and I understand the difficulty of life. You know, if I had just gone through, you know, just didn't experience any pains in this life, I don't think I can say the same.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you there. And, you know, and that's one of the things that I hope that the listeners will recognize, that if they are currently, you know, in those situations that are maybe painful or challenging and that kind of thing, to recognize that, you know, overcoming them and moving forward and kind of using them as life experience is critical, and it will become, you know, a kind of a building block for what the future brings. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, Ariana, we're about halfway through the show, so I want to take just a quick break, and I do want to invite people who are listening, if you would like to ask Ariana any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4255. 4359. And for those of you who are listening live in the chat room, if you have a question that you would like for me to pose to Ariana, feel free to type it in there, and we will get to that. And then when we come back after the break, Ariana, I want to talk a little bit about your book, a little bit more about your book. And in your book, you have at the end of each chapter a section called Reflections. So I kind of would like to talk about that, okay?
Sure.
Great. Okay, everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store, where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high-quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts in the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And, yeah, definitely check out our wellness store. I've started having oils, diffusing oils during my shows, and today I have Serenity going, which I thought was a perfect one for the Light Atonement. So back to our show, and again, my very special guest is Ariana, a star child, and she is author of Light Atonement. And again, you can find out more about Ariana, her blog, book, and services by visiting her website, which is www.astarchild.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. Okay, Ariana, we're back.
Great.
Okay, well, one of the things, you know, I kind of mentioned before the break how I'm a very practical person, and I like, you know, application to some of the things that I learned. And one of the things I really liked about your book was at the end of each chapter, you have something called reflections. So would you mind sharing with the listeners exactly what that's about?
Yes. Well, when I first wrote my book, this was supposed to be my memoir and my story. And after I wrote it, and even though it was an incredible, interesting story, you know, I felt that what would people do with it? You know, because it's easy to read somebody else's story and pretend like, oh, that's her story, you know, and they don't connect with them. So I was thinking, how can people have a takeaway from my book? And I decided to make a reflection section. So after each chapter, because I believe my story is already very heart-opening for many readers. So when they hear me struggle or see my, you know, small triumphs, they will look at their chapter. And at the end of the chapter, there's a reflection section. So there is a small, short story about what they could learn, you know, what they can do for their life. And then there are usually three questions where they get answer. Like, for example, in the first page, I talk about my family in Japan. And on a reflection, chapter one would be asking you to come up with three people that who had the most positive influence in the real childhood. And what are from these memories from your childhood? And what are the three most valuable lessons, you know, leaders learn from your childhood? So by going through this, they would connect, and this book and my story becomes your story of your life to recognize, you know, what you have learned, what you need to let go, what you need to learn, and what you came here for. So I was hoping that people will have some clarity of what your next step would be by reading this book and by finding out about themselves.
Yeah, and like I say, you know, to me that was a most valuable part. It was very nice to read about your story, but I think the reflections that you direct people to, you know, bring in at the end of the stories, I think those, you know, that's really what would kind of lead to action, you know, on the part, you know, kind of takes your book and, you know, beyond just something to be read, you know, it kind of makes it an action item for people.
Mm-hmm. That was my intention. I'm glad you feel that way, because I firmly believe that, you know, everyone who reads my book will receive the right message for you. That it, you know, everyone will get different message from this book. But for some people, mm-hmm. that, you know, what they need to learn is different. But, you know, I was hoping that, you know, with the reflections and, you know, with their, just by sharing my life, you know, in a very open way. And trust me, this was very difficult for me to do because I'm a very private person. So just thinking yeah. everybody knows everything about my life now is very scary for me. But as my star family said, truth will open everybody's heart. So I'm sharing my truth, and I'm hoping that people's truth will come out.
Yeah, that's, you know, I really find it courageous when people, you know, share. I've had many people who have shared their stories, and quite often, you know, they come from a place of difficulty, you know, and struggle, and usually it's, you know, the whole message is, you know, kind of strength through, you know, struggle or that kind of thing, and usually the goal is to try and you know, ease the challenges that people face, you know, by kind of, first of all, saying, you know, I'm not alone, you know, you're not alone, I've kind of gone through this too, and, you know, and then for you to, you know, to, you know, kind of bear everything as far as, you know, everything from the Japanese upbringing to channeling. I mean, you know, it's probably, I mean, you have quite a few areas there that people would kind of sit back and think, wow, you know, this is, you know, this is really something, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, you kind of, you know, and then you open up, like you said, you know, you open yourself up to criticism, but as long as you know in your heart that, you know, where you're coming from is your truth, speaking the truth, then everything else, I mean, it really doesn't matter. People don't, you know, there will be people who will resonate with what you have to say, and there will be those who don't, you know, and
correct.
And for those who do, those are the ones that, you know, your work will help. So now, in addition to like the three areas, like you usually have like three questions and then three, you know, bullets, you know, for people to kind of write down three different topics, but also you have usually a, like a meditation way, or, you know, it's kind of like an affirmation. What was your idea for having that part?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people don't forget to take time to really, like, take what you learned into the body and into their heart and into their soul. You know, people can just write something, it's run out, and it's still good to write it, but by going through a little meditative state of just reflecting what you just wrote, it becomes reality for you. Say, even though you didn't do anything, your intention of going through that in your body and just, you know, that has power. That, my star family said, those things are the beginning of change that we need. So that is why we put the meditation. I put, you know, short meditation. You know, it doesn't take more than 5 minutes, but just by going through it, reading it, and really embodying what you wrote, that's going to you know, lead to the next step.
Yeah, you know, and they are very quick, you know, and that's good. You know, I think, you know, that's you know, kind of it's kind of a way to cap off the whole process of taking what someone maybe have learned, reflected, and like you say, internalizing it. And, you know, it's quite often said that really change starts from within. So it's really important to kind of make that adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I firmly believe that because everyone, every human, we have, you know, so many talents and so many, just so much love, and, you know, we are made of love, but we forget so many things. So for me, the process of going back to solely just remembering where we come from, just going back to your heart. And so many people are so busy on this earth that you forget to take time for yourself. And, you know, and so small steps like taking a time and breathe and just see how you're feeling. You know, those are the things I believe is critical right now. Those are the first step to our human evolution. And, you know, people are very hopeless and lost because they think the problem is so huge, you know, like the global warming or ISIS, and they feel like, oh, my God, there's nothing I can do. But in reality, if many of us really just go into our heart, connect it to our heart, live from our heart, those are the things which would solve everything on this earth. We have the power. We just have to remember to go back to what, you know, that power is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's true that so many of us kind of get overwhelmed, you know, with kind of really what's our everyday life and you know, busyness and you know, taking care of just so many things, multitasking. I mean, there's just so much activity that, you know, it's quite often we just forget to slow down. And you know, there was one point in your book you mentioned that you went to a retreat and there was just a whole lot of meditation. There was meditation, and then there was walking meditation. You know, I was curious about what that was. The walking.
That was meditation. My Vipassana retreat, meditation retreat. So, walking meditation is so trying to be in a meditative state while you're in action. So you walk. In this meditation, particular method in Vipassana meditation, you walk very, very slowly, but consciously. So you go back and forth, probably no more than 20 steps each way. For 45 minutes, all you do is back and forth, just in the meditative state. That's the walking meditation in their tradition. And they would do sitting meditation for 45 minutes, walking meditation for 45 minutes, and, you know, they start around 6 in the morning, they finish at 9 at night. And by the fourth day, everything got completely quiet. My chatter in my head got quiet. For the first time in my life, there was nothing but silence. And there I found the deepest place that basically what I feel like I came home, that everything I was searching for from outside was inside. That happiness, peace, love, unconditional love, everything was inside. That's when I stopped searching outside.
Wow. You know, for people out there who have that chatter, I know a lot of folks who really who tell me often how difficult it is for them to calm that chatter, you know, to silence that chatter. And it, you know, for many people, it kind of even wakes them up in the middle of the night, you know, with, you know, and it's, and it seems that it just doesn't seem very healthy. I mean, it's like a constant on switch. And, you know, that can be very draining.
Usually those chatters are ego speaking to you, to trying to control you, you know, try to control your brain, because your heart knows the truth. Your heart knows exactly what you need to do, but your ego wants to be in charge, you want to control you, so you keep doing what's really not in your heart. I think that's why when people get, you know, disconnected and do things even though they know that they're not supposed to do, you know, so What I'm hoping and my teaching is all about just going back to your heart because you know exactly what you need. So that's what I'm trying to just convey through my blog and through my book. You know, just trust your heart. You know what you need to do, and you are enough. Those are the messages I want to send to people.
That's great. Well, you know, speaking of blog, which this is a very good transition, I wanted to mention, you know, I went through and you have journeys, little kind of your blog posts are like journey number 10, learning to handle mm-hmm. changes, which was like the mm-hmm. recent one. I do want to let people know that it's very interesting and good reading. You have some very thought-provoking posts there, so for people to check that out for sure. But one of them I kind of would like to maybe get your feeling with, your opinion about, and that was one that you did, journey number 8. It's called Making Peace with Your Family. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you wouldn't mind, now, how is it, you know, that you come up with these journey messages? And in particular, what does that particular one, Making Peace with Your Family? Because that's one of the areas that I know a few people who are dealing with right now.
Sure. Well, first of all, I decided to write this blog because it's the whole blog is titled Ariana's Journey to Wholeness. So I felt that so many people want to be better and want to go on a spiritual path, but they have no idea how to start. So for me, you can do it at home right now by yourself. So I wanted to bring down the difficult spiritual concept into a word, a blog, where people can read, and anyone who has never done any spiritual work can understand and do it. So each week I pick a topic. It could be a change, it could be being the present moment, it could be a family. But through reading that and through, you know, just processing with those blogs, the people will just shed whatever they are carrying that they don't need or remembering what they forgot. So that's how I started this blog. And actually, my star family usually gives me the title of the blog each week, and then I just write completely from there. So that's what I do. And for the family, I'm having a very difficult time with my daughter, who is 14, who is going through teenage
oh,
stage. So
okay.
That was actually uh-huh. writing for myself. So in that, you know, because communication is the cause of, or miscommunication, I might say, is a cause of disconnection in America, the families in America. We never learned how to communicate. We never learned how to speak, how to listen, and how to solve conflict, you know, without either giving in or pushing, you know, what we want. So sometimes there are great books I read, you know, in my life. I would write it that you should read this book. And this family connecting with family section, I strongly recommend PET. I know many have read Parent Effectiveness Training by Dr. Thomas Gordon. It is an amazing book. And parenting is one of the hardest jobs you do on this earth, but nobody really teaches you how to do it. So for us, learning to communicate, you know, no matter your children is already grown up or still a toddler, we can start right now, because this learning to communicate better doesn't have to be inside just a family. It could be with your partner. It could be with your siblings. It could be at work, because we do not know how to communicate so that we can listen and we can just understand each other.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it's great that the Star Family gives you the topic. I have something I have to write soon, and I've been struggling trying to find a topic. I think I'm going to have to try and connect with somebody to get some guidance on what to write. But you know, you're right. You know, with the family, and you know, it seems that particularly, you know, when it's your biological family that you're dealing with, you know, and have the communication issues, it seems that there's, I don't know, there's, they, particularly like parent child. It's like the child and parent child knows exactly what buttons to push for a parent, you know, to kind of get them to react. And it seems like there's a see, in my opinion, I believe that the whole family, the idea of a family, was really to kind of promote the idea of unconditional love. You know, it's like when I read your book and you talked about, you know, the birth of your son, you know, first, you know, and you know, that recognition of unconditional love. You know, I mean, to me, that's kind of what the whole concept of family is about. Sometimes it works, you know, and sometimes it doesn't, you know, but I think that's what the idea is. But and I think that, you know, where it breaks down is, I think you're right, is with that communication or a lack of communication and respect, you know, respect of the other individual's perspective.
Yes, I agree, because what it comes down is, what we are saying really is not what we really mean. So how to, you know, speak so other people can really understand, and also at the same time, how to listen so that to hear what they really mean, you know, and those are the skills that nobody has taught us, because our parents didn't do it, our teachers certainly didn't do it, so if we didn't learn it somewhere, we don't know how to. That's why I wanted to just step back and like say, hey, everybody, let's learn to do this, because communication is a key, and communication is a key to really saving the world.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, you indicated that, you know, you have a like a consulting aspect to your work now. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how people, you know, who would, you know, benefit from that, and how people would connect with you for that?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I came here with a big purpose, where I am a messenger. I can bring them information which is not available on this earth from the seventh dimension and other dimensions. So one of the things I do is, you know, just share my knowledge of my universal knowledge and the many lives I've spent here. So those are going to be shared in the blog or my comment or the books I'm going to be writing. For the people that who can make a big difference, meaning I'm also here to bring them the information from the other side, for things like, say, the technology that which is not available on this earth yet. So what I want to do is I want to work with, say, corporations who have been working on 10 years on just creating this green business, but they don't have the last formula. They don't have a solution for it. I can bring those things down. My staff family is willing to bring those informations down. So I do consultation for the business where, you know, they need just a last step to make a difference that can influence millions of humans. So I'm very interested in working with pharmaceutical companies, technology companies, you know, government, because those are the places where we can make a very, very big difference. And that's what I do for my business consultation.
Okay. Well, good. And I know that people can contact you through your website and submit information there. So now, gosh, we're down to the last few minutes here, Arianna. Just on a personal note, what are some of the things that you do that you enjoy? I mean, what are some of the things that Arianna,
you know, I'm
Star
a normal
Child
person.
Loves?
I watch TV. I don't watch too much TV. I love to watch movies. My staff family loves to watch movies. So they'll tell me to watch movie whenever I have free time. But in reality, I love traveling. I love visiting different countries and seeing different, you know, sceneries and meeting different people. I also love spending time with my family and my dog. So, you know, my personal life is not much different than anyone else. Even though I channel and speak with, you know, star language, you know, I'm still the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, now with, you know, I mean, you talk about star family and movies. I mean, is there, so there's this intimate connection between you and the star family. So it's kind of like now, are they kind of around you all the time? I mean, that kind of thing?
They are in my heart all the time. So I feel them, and they're here. And they love to talk, so.
Okay. Now, but you have your own private Ariana time, right? I mean.
Correct. Okay. We all do, right? We all need that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because, I mean, you know, when it comes to, you know, having that connection, you know, I think some people wonder, you know, whether or not it's kind of like, is your life your own, you know, in a way, you know what I mean? Or is it like highly guided, you know? So.
Well, it is highly guided in many ways because my energy is very different from many, and I tend to give too much energy out. So in a way, I don't live like exactly more normal as other people. But at the same time, I love to work, and again.
Sorry, folks. Well, anyway, we lost Ariana, but we were down to the last couple of minutes. So anyway, I do want to thank Ariana for her time and insight. It was a real fun speaking with her. And like I mentioned earlier, I enjoyed reading her book. I think you will too. Again, the reflections aspect of her book at the end of each chapter really do guide you to looking at your life in ways that you can also make it better. So definitely check out her book. Also, again, you can find out more about Ariana by visiting her website, which is www.astarchild.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.